Hello, guys. So I was about to say welcome back, but it's hard to say welcome back to something you just got to. So if this is your first video you're ever watching, because it's my first video I'm ever publishing, well, audio podcast, then hello, and yeah. But if it is your first one you're watching and this is not my first ever one, then also hello. I haven't came up with a name yet, so I can't really do like a big intro like that, but for my intro today I just kind of want to talk about myself, not about myself, but who God has called me to be in this season. The point of this podcast is just to glorify God, to spread his word, to be just a confirmation for someone, to do his work, to be his hands and feet. This has been on my heart for a long time, and I'll talk about that a little bit later, but I'm doing it. That's what matters, is that we sit there and that we do the things that we've been wanting to do and that God has put on our hearts to do. Because when you sit there and you ask for God to do his will and not your own, you know, the best thing you can do after that is just to say, God, allow my heart and my soul and my mind to be renewed to match your will, to seek your will, so that it is now your will be done instead of just your will be done, not mine, because you've now given me your will to do. You filled my heart with ambitions that match yours instead of my own. So that's what we are doing here. I'm very excited. I've made a few TikTok videos. I was on Snapchat really big at the beginning of the year. Just kind of throwing some words out here and there. But I'm very excited to kind of have this personal relationship with you guys. While also we build our relationship with the Lord together. So a few things I want to talk about is just, what is going on? Oh, a few things I want to talk about, to start off is just a little bit about who I am, and then we'll pray, and then we'll talk about what we're going to talk about. So, my name is Tatiana. I am 19. I'll be 20 in August. I am not in school, going back to school. I will be going to get my nursing degree this upcoming year. Not sure if it'll be first or second semester. It's really looking like second semester, but that's okay. We start somewhere. With that being said, I will be an attempt to... I really hope you guys cannot hear those bells because they're kind of annoying. Let's see if I can... I hope that doesn't stop my audio, but I will be going back also to finish my associates in interior design. You're probably like, girl, sit down. But genuinely, I love both of them, and I will possibly go back to get my interior design. I'm not going to say I will, but it is something that's super fun. I love doing it. And not just decorating a room, but drawing stuff out and things like that. It's really fun. If you're really creative and you like interior design, but you're also very like, I don't even know how to say it, like you're very structural, go take some architecture classes. Super fun. But what else about me? I have two dogs, Dory and Cleo. Dory was my, college dog, the one you get when you need some responsibility. I got her. She is such a sweetheart. We got her from the shelter when she was one, in a few months, and now she is two. She'll be three in October on the 22nd. Whoop whoop. Her adoption days, I'm pretty sure April? It's like April 3rd, I think, something like that. But I love her. She is the sweetest thing. If you take her outside without a leash, you will not be getting her back, though. Not that she doesn't love us, but she will go run wild. Don't think she knows her way back home, though. Then we have Cleo. She is just a few months old. She was born on December 26th, and I got her from one of my friends. She's a pit bull husky, but there's no pit bull in her whatsoever. She has wiener dog in her somewhere. Don't know what happened in that, but we love her. She's a second child. Let's just say that. Okay? And I just want to pray now, kind of. That's kind of, like, all I have to say about me. You guys will get to know me, my character, who I am, the more we continue. But, yeah, let's just get into prayer. So, dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today to give glory to you, to speak on your will, your ways, your instruction, your grace, your mercy, and your greatness, Lord God. We thank you for in advance for what you will do. We thank you for what you have done. And we just give glory to you again, Lord God. We would not be here without you. We would not be able to speak or do any things that we do on your behalf without you, Lord God. You using us is a blessing to us, Jesus. So thank you. I just pray that you uplift this and that you speak through me, Lord God. Let this be your way of speaking to people, not my way of speaking to anyone, Lord. Quiet my lips and let you speak through them, Jesus. And just allow whoever needs to hear this podcast hear it. And let me speak for you in a way that speaks to the people that you want to speak to today. Jesus, I thank you again in advance. Glory be to you. And just thank you for this day. Thank you for everything. I rebuke anything sent from the devil that tries to enter or surround this podcast and this timing right now, Lord God. Allow your peace and your greatness to just sit here with us and praise your name and speak on the greatness of you, Jesus. We thank you in advance. Hallelujah. Amen. I love praying sometimes, especially, well, I love praying, but I love praying for someone or for something like that, because you just start to realize how much that you can pray about, how much thank him so much, and then you can also just, like, pray in so many different, like, ways and stuff about what's going on. You know, we're giving him glory. We are just saying thank you. We can sit there and pray about the situation, pray about it in our spirit, in the flesh, like, everything that is going on. So, glory be to God for giving us the ability to be able to sit and pray with him, and for Jesus for giving that ultimate sacrifice so that we may be able to have a relationship with the Father. Yeah, so what we're going to talk about today is a part of my testimony. We will not be fully going into it. I just personally don't think that I have curated that wholly, nor have I, I'm just ready to do that yet, which is okay. Everyone has parts can come out, because the whole will eventually be able to come out for me. Me and God are still working on that, but for right now, that's what we're going to talk about today. And with that being said, if you personally know me, you probably know what I'm going to talk about, but we're going to start off on December 31st, 2023. So December 31st, 2023, mind you, kind of leading up to this, I was definitely losing some friends. My best friend had moved back home, so physically she was not there. A few of my friends that I thought were my friends were showing to definitely be a little two-faced. It wasn't going right, you know. I had wrecked my car, I think, like, November, December time-ish. Things were just a little bumpy. They weren't collapsing, they were just a little bumpy. And then a few of my other friends got distant, and it was, like, all the people who were, like, still my friends were going to the people who weren't my friends anymore. So I was like, wow, like, it was definitely, like, everyone was going together and I was just staying behind. But what was really happening was everyone was just going together and I was just going somewhere else, which is with the Lord. I just didn't know that yet. So, for the past few, like, years, I would say since about 2020, 2019, I'm not gonna say 2019, I'd say about 2020, excuse my cough, I don't know what the heck is going on, I've had this cough for like 2 weeks, But about 2020, I was on TikTok. You know, I'm pretty sure it was the election, you know, COVID and all that. You know, the fear mongering goes on TikTok. So I heard, you know, end times, one world religion, one world, this, that, and the third, you know, everything was coming up. So that's whenever my personal, belief in Christ began. Like, not that I didn't believe that Jesus was here or anything, like he was my savior, none of that. I've always grown up kind of knowing that God is Father, Jesus is the Son, Holy Spirit is with us. But it was always my mother's faith. That's what I kind of have gathered for myself is that, let me just say this. A single mom used to tell me, I asked her one time, when does a child go to hell? You're probably like, what? That is vicious. It is. But I would ask her and she says, she told me when they know better. And I like to think, probably wouldn't think this if this would have happened to me before then, but I like to think that in the year 2020 is the year I began to know better for my own, like on my own, though I was like, 14, 15, I was like 15, 16 actually. At that point I've done horrible things. I knew those things were wrong, but I didn't have my own reverence or understanding for Jesus. And even then, once I realized who he was, I still didn't have my own reverence for him, just my own understanding of who he was, what was going on in the world, and where he was placed in that. So, I was a really heavy smoker, vapor. I was the person you see on those TikToks about flipping through the sheets, like going madhouse looking for a vape, you know. I would smoke horribly. Like, my whole emotions, half of my friendships, would just literally be based on smoking. Not even because my friends would be like that, but just my personal, like, character was built on smoking. So, there was a point whenever I had moved to, so in 2023, I moved to Charlotte, and that's when I made all those friends that I ended up losing. Mind you, just from where I'm from, I didn't really leave with any friends. I had like one or two, but Charlotte is where I made most of my friends that were a part of my growing. But when I feel like I just jumped through like 30 different loopholes, but I'm just trying to give you like backstory so you understand like the greatness of God, truly. So, in Charlotte is whenever I started to really personally find my relationship with the Lord. And it took me, I was there until April of this year, 2024. So, during the time that I was there, I did some crazy horrible things. They weren't horrible, like I was a horrible person, but just like, knowing that God is always with us, you really got to think, like, dang, I did that in front of him. Like, I did that with him by my side. That's crazy. So, I did some things I probably should not have been doing. I definitely shouldn't have been doing. So, I was always trying to repent and, you know, ask God to, like, help me this, that, and the third, get me out of my mess. But I never really took him seriously. There was times when it would get really bad to where I would take him like seriously for like a few weeks and then I would just drop it, or I'd make promises with him and then I would just drop them, and it was just a really inconsistent relationship. And if you know anything about your personal relationships, you wouldn't like that, you know. So it breaks my heart now to think that I treated him like that when he is just, his word's alive, Jesus is still alive in us. So it is just like, treating him like that is just sickening, you know. So, once it got to around, like, October, November of 2023 is when things really started to hit a road for me, and that's when everything started going downhill. I was really getting a wake-up call. Like, you gotta calm down. You've gotta stop. You've gotta seek the Lord. You have got to stop doing all these worldly things. So that's what I was talking about earlier. I started losing all those friends, right? All that stuff started happening to me. And but I still hung out with those friends. Ugh, so embarrassing. Like, can we talk about how embarrassing it is to look back where we stayed, where we weren't wanted, where we stayed, where we weren't appreciated? It's truly one of the most embarrassing things. It's like, you sit there and you think, like, ew, like, you cringe, like, ew. There's no way I sat there making, like, think about making a joke around someone who doesn't like, and they're just looking at you like, that's what it feels like. That's what it feels like. So, December 31st, me and a few of my friends had a, well, they had gotten Airbnb, and we, like, did this, like, what's it called? I don't even know how to say it. Like, a New Year's Eve party, sorry. I could not think of what it was for a second. A New Year's Eve party. So, most of the people there at this point didn't like me. I hate saying this because it's like a pick me, but it truly was how it was going. The guys there, they were my friends. If they weren't my friends, we were cool. The girls there had a little, some of them, not all of them, had like a secret animosity towards me, and if they didn't, their friend probably did. I did end up talking to like two or three girls. It was so awesome. Mind you, I am not one to sit and, I've never gotten into a fight, and I've never gotten into, well, I've never gotten into a fight. Arguments, I have had my fair share. So, but these people, like, I just didn't care to. I worked with all of them, so it was just like, if we get into an argument, it's just not going to be nice. Especially when we used to be friends, that's just kind of, like, so unnecessary. What are we going to do? Like, say we don't like each other? No, we don't like something that's happening, you know? So, it's not that I was being fake, but I kind of just always ignored it. I would take pictures with the girls. I would just, I got this party, I was taking pictures with them, talking to them, you know, trying my hardest to always be the bigger person because of the issue at hand was that the guys that they were either talking to or dating were my friends. So, there was always, like, this thought that they had, like, I wanted their man. Which, I was really close with these people, so it was definitely understandable. But I didn't, like, I mean, I don't have ugly friends. I didn't have ugly friends. But it was just, like, that just wasn't the purpose. That's not how our friendship was running. So, I was definitely really confused and just really hurt half the time because my friends would be dragged away from me, because of that at times. Like I told you guys earlier, I was a smoker, not really a drinker, okay? This night, mind you, when I say I wasn't a drinker, I mean, if you put too much of that alcohol in my system, I'm gagging myself because I have to throw up. Like, I can't do with the acidity. I can't do with it in my stomach. I can't feel like I'm finna throw up because at that point, it just make me throw up, right? So, I am, like, 10 shots deep, y'all. This is, like, beyond me. I'm not even that drunk either. Like, I don't know what's going on. I'm just not that drunk. So, I end up, I end up leaving the party at some point in time. I leave, and, I go home. One of my friends, like, dropped me off, because I didn't stay at the Airbnb. I was just there, you know, have a good time and whatnot. And so, I get home. Like I said, I would usually throw up at this point. Like, I would usually be at my toilet, like, just not having a good time. So, I'm not. I'm perfectly fine. I think I may have threw up, like, once in the middle of the night. I probably couldn't go to sleep, but it was crazy how I was not throwing up. And it was even more crazy how, just my whole demeanor was. So, I go to sleep that night, and I have a dream, and this dream is, like, I see everyone in my life, and when I see everyone in my life, I mean my brother, all his friends, my sister, all her friends, and I don't just mean, like, they're friends now, I mean friends they probably had for years that I probably haven't seen in person for a long time. I see all the people in my life now, I see my family, I don't know if I said that, but, yeah, and there's this snake And every time I say that snake boy, people be like, but that snake, like, it was everywhere. And no one would kill it. Like, the snake was chasing me, and no one would kill it. Like, no one. Like, not even my brother's friends. And, like, you would think, like, the men, they would try something. And I see my brother's friends just because they're just, like, they're some crazy people. They would probably try to play with the snake, you know? But, like, no one was trying to kill it. And I just remember it got on my back. It finally got, like, it kind of came, like, under my lap, going up my back, and I finally, like, cut its head off or killed it, and that was kind of the end of the dream. Let me go back a little bit. The whole time I was smoking and, like, drink, like, vaping and stuff, and that was my life, I wanted to stop so bad. Like, there was a point where I wasn't even getting high anymore. I didn't even want to hit my vape anymore. Like, nothing was fulfilling. Like, nothing was satisfying. I could not, like, I would not get high, y'all, and it was really bad. So, but I would still do it. It was like a chore. So even in my own will, I could not do it. In my own strength, I could not stop. Glory be to God, because the next morning I woke up on New Year's Day, and I had a reverence for the Lord. I'm not even gonna say I had a reverence for the Lord. There was just something in me that woke up so differently. Like, it was as if strength had been washed over me. His mercy had come to my ears and my eyes. Like, there was no denying that our God can do, you know? So, I don't know. It was like, I was ready to change my whole life. I just felt so different. Like, I can't even, like, explain. Like, there was a sense of peace, I guess you could say. Like, a sense of, if I wanted to stop vaping and smoking right now, I could do it right now. So, at that point, my whole world had changed. It was so weird. My whole world had changed overnight. And I'm just sitting there, I'm just like, wow, like, you know, like, over the next few days, I'm just like, this is crazy. So, obviously, like, I start going to church, I think maybe, like, this, I don't know, I started going to church, at Union Charlotte Church. If you're in the DMV, if you're in Charlotte, I don't know where else, but they have, it's a great church, amazing church, I love it, truly love it. Pastor Brian, Pastor Steven, Pastor Zai, Pastor, ain't no way, Karen, I was finna yell at myself, because ain't no way, but, love them, amazing people, I started going to church. I didn't stop vaping and smoking yet, I wasn't there yet, but I looked forward to every Sunday, y'all. Like, every Sunday, it just sounded so amazing. If I could find, give me one, never mind, it's so far away from me. But one day, I'll tell you the day I started going to Union. I have it written down, but great place. I would start going to church, I really just started losing all my friends. All my friends were gone. There was not one left. There was, but... My best friend that was 4 hours away, my friend Zai at the time, my friend Jordan. Peace and love to both y'all, all y'all, even the ones that we're not friends with. I'm not friends with anymore. everything was just kind of like, I guess, like, all my friendships had kind of just, like, fled away. But you know, as my friend Tymira's dad always says, what is it? Elevation requires separation, right? So, I was kind of just, like, doloing at this. The joy of the Lord was in me. There was nothing I couldn't do at that time, right? So, life was going pretty good. Obviously, we're still fighting battles. But at that point, I was testing myself. I was throwing away all my vapes that, like, I had. I wasn't getting any more weed. I wasn't trying to purchase any more vapes. At this point, I was, like, hitting them at work, or, like, hitting my friends, stuff like that, you know. But my friend Zai, thank you, Lord, for her. She would always, like, if she caught me, she'd be like, don't give it to her. Don't give it to her. Stuff like that. And so I was so thankful for that. Because let me tell you, I would have took it at that time. So, you know, I was going through that motion. And on January 28th, I would say maybe around the 27th, 26th, I don't know when, obviously, I watched this video, but this video, like, it was so God-sent to the point where it was like, there's no way that this is on my own strength. I've tried for so long to stop smoking, stop vaping. Like, even when I was in high school, like, when I wanted to stop, I just couldn't do it. Like, even though I thought to my head, like, I can do it, like, no, I could not do it. So, I seen this video, and if I ever actually, start recording, and I remember this again, or I post it on social media and you guys see, I'll try to find it. This guy, he said, he's like, you're letting this much, like, just imagine, like, you're pinching a piece of salt, like, you know, like, get a pinch of salt, you're letting that much flesh get in the way of your promised land. And when I tell y'all, that was like, like, I was just in awe. And so, from that point on, like, glory be to God. Like, I literally could not have done any of it without him. His strength, his mercy, even though he was still quiet, he was still there. Like, he gave me a strength I never thought I would be able to endure. Like, I truly thought the only way I was going to be able to stop smoking or vaping is whenever I gave birth. And even then, I probably would have come up with an excuse, you know? So, I simply was just sitting there. I was just like, every time I'd want to hit it, I would just be like, you're letting this much flesh get in the way of your promised land. So, January 28th was the last day that I was religiously smoking and vaping. And from that point on, I truly was done. I did not do it again. So I was about, and I was, like, really into my relationship with God. On February 11th, I got baptized. Thank you. Shout out to my friend, Ollie. I actually need to call her. I thought I was going to call her yesterday, but I was, like, in my own little world. I kind of need to call her back. But it was such a divine intervention. I went to my baptism on my own. I didn't have any friends or anything there. My mom was going to come to church that day, but I don't know what happened. I think I said I was going to sleep in, but then I ended up going. And then I ended up getting baptized. So, but I met this lovely lady, Ollie, and she... I'm so sorry for these coughs, y'all. This is so hideous. But she was there. She recorded it. She took pictures of me. She watched my stuff while I got put my stuff on to get baptized. She truly was amazing. Love her. God works with her so amazingly. Truly a wonderful person. And I thank God for that moment too. But, so I got baptized then. I was on fire for God, you know, that first few months be amazing. But let me tell you something real quick. Never let what someone else tells you about their backsliding or their dimming of fire affect yours. Because two things. I've seen plenty of people, and I'm going to talk about my relapse in a second, but I've seen plenty of people talk about how, you know, they relapsed, but then they got back on fire. Or people, this one guy told me at work, you know, you're going to go through your on fire about 3 times for God. And I use that as excuses, truly. I'm going to talk about my relapse in a second. You'll see why, but when my fire would go down or when I didn't feel like reading my Bible, I would just kind of say to myself sometimes, like, you know, like, if your fire dims, it'll come back. Babes, if it starts raining, what are you going to do? It's a lot harder to keep a fire going, okay? So, just try to keep it going so then when the rain comes, it's not as hard. Like, I don't really know how to explain that because obviously if the rain comes, the fire is probably going to go out. But in this case, it's a little different. But, and then, yeah, so I went on till about, March, and then in March is when all the solar eclipse stuff started. So I started, the devil got into my head so bad, guys. So all the prophecies that were coming to be unfolded, all of the solar eclipse, the, like, the sacrifice of the, what's it called, like, the, there was, like, some red thing, I don't even remember what it's called, like, some animal, like, there was just so much that I started freaking out. Like, there was a, y'all, when I say he had me in such a chokehold, the day before the eclipse, I drove from Charlotte with my dogs. You hear me? I drove from Charlotte back home with my dogs, all of my stuff that I could possibly have closed for, like, a few weeks. So, because I was so scared of what was going to happen. Can you, I bought one of those radio things on TikTok because I was so, not even radio, like, the power banks. Because I was so scared. That's so embarrassing. But it's so real on how hard the devil can manipulate you. Because I thought that what I was doing was going into a safe place with my family. You know, like, if something was to go wrong, I'm with them. I'm warning people, this, that, and the third. But the thing is I'm letting fear mongrel get in the way. Do you think this is the first wicked generation? Is what I always see, what I always hear. But there's plenty of prophets nowadays who talk about we're in the end times. And there has been plenty of prophecies that have been fulfilled. But my goal is truly just to seek the Lord. Like, as soon as I start seeing that stuff on my For You page now, I have to go. Because if he's coming, he's coming. I'm trying to do my best to spread his word. I'm trying to do my best to stay at his feet. But there's no way I can be so fear-mongled. It was to the point where I was just, like, I was stopping everything. Like, everything in my life, I stopped, and I decided to move back home. It was so horrible. And, you know, I read a verse today in Proverbs, and I think I wrote it down. I definitely did. Let me see if I can find it. Which I wish I would have seen before, because I fasted, trying to, deliberate if I should move back home or not, but I just let the devil, like, move me. It says, do not forsake your friend or a friend of your family, and do not go to your relative's house when disaster strikes. When disaster strikes you, better a neighbor nearby than a relative far away. And that just really hit me, because if I would have seen that then, it would have definitely put a different perspective in my head. But obviously, aside from the devil's mind games, I was supposed to be here, because, like, literally everything, the disaster that I was thinking about, I had, like, a friend there that no matter what, I would have been fine. So it was literally just the devil was controlling my mind so bad, guys. It was to the point where I didn't even have faith in God. I just had a fear of the return of Jesus. And I kept trying to, like, force my mind into, like, thinking that I wasn't fearful of it. I was just, like, heavily aware, you know? And then my fear was, like, a reverence. But it was not. It was a fear for the Lord. I mean, for the fear of his return, which we should not fear it. We should embrace it. But we should not we shouldn't be like, oh my goodness, I cannot wait for Jesus to return. Like, yes, like, get on your knees, repent now, like, you know, go crazy, like, stock up on this, stock up on that. No, like, I was just really scared, and my brain was rattled. So, I had moved back home, and mind you, before I had even moved back home, through the process of just, you know, packing, moving my stuff, getting ready, trying to find somebody to take over my lease, move my stuff into my house here that I had at the time. I was really falling in my relationship with Christ. It just wasn't as strong, and there wasn't a fire anymore. I let my fire burn out. And so I moved back home, and mind you, at this point, like, I was really, really proud of myself for stopping vaping and stuff. Not proud of myself, but, like, I was so grateful for, like, the mercy that God gave me to be able to stop something like that. So like every 28th, I was like, it's been a month, it's been 2 months, it's been 3 months, which celebrate your wins, but we'll talk about that in a second. So it was around, my relationship wasn't that great. My relationship was definitely faulty. It was not as strong as I would have liked it to be, obviously. So moving here back to a place where pretty much all my sins had started, where I was not close with the Lord, where I was surrounded by, I love my family, it's just, I am someone who, first off, before I say this, the devil does try to get you by yourself, but at the same time, I am someone who does like to do self-work when I am in those isolation moments and seasons. And that year and a half just wasn't enough isolation for me, I guess. But I moved back home. I ended up wrecking my car again. So I lost my car. I ended up losing my job. So I completely, at this point, had just ended up letting my lease go at my place and moving in with my mom. Definitely not what I was expecting. Like, you think about somebody who likes to be alone and when they're doing self-work and they move into their parents' house. That was crazy. But I was so grateful. I'm so grateful to this day. Thank you, because I'm just like, thank you, Lord, for her having this place, for my mom allowing me to stay here and not have to pay any bills. She's not stressing me about a job, all this stuff. She's letting me use her car to go to work at the time when I did have a job. It was just amazing. And I still am amazed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Mommy. Love you. But, so I had hung out with someone, and this was around like my 4 month mark of sobriety, and I had relapsed. I hit a little dispo or whatever, and I honestly was so far from God, guys, that like it didn't really even hit me. Like, I didn't even really truly see how bad that was, you know? So I did it for like a few days, and not just like a panic, I would vape again. Like, it was sickening, but I didn't really care, honestly. Like, I truly didn't care. There was something in me that cared, but like I didn't care enough, you know? The reverence for God wasn't there enough. And it went on for a few days, and then I had got, like, pulled over for the first time ever, and I was like, yeah, the Lord is telling me, like, you stop now, or, like, we can fight, which I thought was so funny, but, yeah, and at that point, I was like, I remember thinking to myself, like, so am I gonna celebrate my 6 months? You're probably like, girl, no, like, what? No, but what I want to tell you, what I realized during that also, besides the fact that, like, if we don't go to God, we will go to something else, because I was, like, stressing out because I love my mom, I do, but we knock heads pretty hard, so I was really getting used to being around someone else, being in someone else's space again, so, like, I was really distracted, so, yeah, but what I learned is that when I was asking myself, am I going to still celebrate my 6 months, is that was the day when God released me. He took my shackles off overnight for vaping and smoking. If I decided to go back to it, then that's not his fault. So for that day, I will glorify him on month one, month two, month three, month four, month five, month six, a year, because he took those shackles off of me. Even when I relapsed, the shackles were not put back on me. I simply just walked into the jail cell. So, but he left the door open, and I thank him for that, because he left that door open. So what I want to tell you guys real quick is just do not time yourselves and think that that is consistency and that is what the Lord wants from you. Because let me tell you, because it doesn't apply to that. When I thought, I was basically timing myself like, oh, 1 month I didn't vape, 2 months I didn't vape, 3 months I didn't smoke, you know? But in realistic, like, glory be to God, standard, a month that God freed me. Thank you, Jesus. 2 months that God freed me. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I cannot say thank you enough. So I'm still going to celebrate. So the thing is that 6 months, it don't even count. Don't even say 6 months. You know, like, it don't even count anymore. Because the thing is, whether you relapse or not, doesn't change the day that God renewed you. The same way that if I fall short and I backslide, I'm still going to celebrate my rebirth in Christ on February 11th, because that is the day that the Lord, that I gave my life to the Lord publicly, right? And the same thing goes, I used to never be able to finish a, this is a really long podcast, but it's an intro. That's fun. It's my testimony, okay? I've never been able to finish a whole book in the Bible. When I did a 7-day fast one time, I was able to, but I wasn't taking notes. I wasn't, like, really that interested. I was just reading it like it was a book. Whatever. Not to say I didn't learn anything, but I wasn't really able to read it. Now, when I tried to, like, note-take and stuff like that, like, I can literally show you, like, proof it's so ugly of, like, me trying to, like, read through Luke and stopping on, like, chapter, like, 5 or 6, or, like, starting again like 5 or 6 and then like my fire for it dying out at like 10, right? And even then by like 8 I was like writing big and sloppy, just filling up a page with random nonsense, so with no actual care. And then recently I started reading Proverbs, and this is why I'm also saying, like, it's not the time that is consistency, it is the day that the Lord gives you the strength to do it, and that is when it starts, and it does not end until you put shackles back on yourself. And I'm telling you that because I'm reading Proverbs. I've been reading it. A few days have went, and I, you know, I didn't read or whatever. Maybe you didn't even journal, maybe you didn't do nothing at all pertaining to the Lord. But the thing is when he gave me the strength to read Proverbs, he gave me the strength to read Proverbs. Lord, help me say this how I need to say it, because the thing, what I'm trying to say is, though I missed those days, I'm still finishing that book. I'm still trying every morning to get something out of every chapter. I may have forgotten, and I may have, you know, slipped up, forgetting a few days, but the thing is that the Lord, he didn't take my strength away from me. I just didn't look to him for strength in those days. But that does not mean that those days weren't there, that they do not count. Just because you don't work out in a month doesn't mean your fitness journey is over. So just because I slipped up a few days doesn't mean my sobriety journey is over. Just because I slipped up a few days and didn't read the book doesn't mean I'm done reading the book. Thank you, Jesus. So, just so you know that, guys. but consistency is key, so don't give up on yourself. Just because you fall back doesn't mean it's done, because then when I fall back, I was like, okay, well, maybe I can just slowly fall back. No. Please don't. Always keep pushing. Repent and just keep pushing. Sorry, I'm looking at my, like, points I want to talk about. Yeah, it's not about time, it's about the freedom that he gives us. Stay consistent. And another thing I want to talk about is that isolation, when I lost everything. And pertaining to this podcast, the Lord had put this podcast in me for a little bit, from, like, in the midst of me moving from Charlotte back home, and I had just, like,
the whole time, I remember I would be on TikTok these past few weeks, and I'd, like, see someone talk about a podcast, and I would, like, go and see how long they've had their podcast so I can know if God gave my assignment to somebody else. That's how behind I felt. Yeah, I still wasn't doing nothing. Like, it was really, really just weird and bad. And it wasn't until, like, a few days ago, I realized that if I would have started this podcast when I was not consistent with Jesus, when I couldn't tell you right now about a relapse, when I could not tell you that I was reading through Proverbs and I finally, like, obtained the strength and the mental strength and, like, let I'm allowing God's strength to stay in me. I would have started at the wrong time. I thought I was behind, but God. Ooh! But God did it on time. See, that's what happens to a lot of us. We always think we're behind, but the thing is you're not behind, okay? You are not behind. What's going on is God's still pruning you, but he I may have missed a few key points when I should have been, like, you know, preparing. Like, I could have been learning more discipline. I could have been training my dog more. So then, like, you know, I don't have to worry about those things when I'm doing certain things. You know, there's always a possibility of missing some key steps, but he can still move you into your right direction. Seek him first and everything else will be added. So if I'm seeking him first, the dog training can come later. The discipline, when I say discipline, I in my head right now I'm thinking about working out, getting up early. That can come because it's not like I'm sitting around doing nothing, you know? So the timing was right. God's timing is always perfect. Even when we think that we're behind just because we sat on something for a little while. I remember whenever I stopped going to school, I wish mom would have told me this before I stopped going to school, but, like, she had told me, like, I don't remember what we were talking about. She's like, there's an order for everything. And there's an order for everything. So it's just like, if you get an idea, you have to plan, okay? Like, even these past, like, 3-4 days, God, if it was true that God gave my assignment to somebody else, he could have gave it to him in those 3-4 days. But in those 3-4 days, I was sitting here planning. I was trying to figure out how to upload it. And every day I was just looking up something new that I just needed to go ahead and know before I, you know, did the podcast for real. So you're not behind. God's timing is just coming up, I promise. It could be now, it could be whenever, but I remember watching this, like, thing. It was, like, it's a podcast from Saved and Such, which I recently got a hold of. Amazing podcast. Love them. The girl said, Lauren was, like, she said, she used to love running track, right? But it became, it became her identity. But after she gave her life to Christ and Christ became her identity, God gave it back to her so she could enjoy it. So it could be something that she enjoyed again, instead of just her identity. So it's not some, and I'm not saying that for everything. God takes some things away and keeps it away, but he's a loving God. He knows what he knows that not everything that we want, is horrible. Okay. Just so you know. But yeah, so I'm here now. I'm doing this podcast. That is my testimony. That is me up until now. And yeah, on this podcast, I really just want to be able to, like, talk about stuff, talk about the word, talk about my days, you know, eventually, like, have some of my friends or, like, just people of Christ come on here and talk to you guys as well. And just so we can talk about the stuff that, you know, some people just don't want to talk about. Not all messages are feel-goody, and not all of them are for everyone. Take every single thing that someone says back to the Lord, no matter how much you respect what they say or not.
doesn't mean that you're disregarding or not believing what they're saying that God has said to be true, but it just means that there is only one truth, and that is Jesus. So, yeah. But I'm really excited. I will be, once I kind of figure this part out of how to get the video up on my phone and the audio on my computer and upload that into iMovie to be able to upload it into Spotify, I will be doing that, but and then getting my YouTube channel kind of running. But right now, my main focus is just getting this podcast episode up so I can keep everything else going. Because, you know, you just got to start. Because what do we say? Once he gives you the strength, once you start reading the book, doesn't mean you can't read the book again. Just because you forget a day. It just means you forgot a day. Okay? I'm going to have to do a little extra work the next time, but you still got it. So, I would love for you guys to just ask the Lord for the courage to share your testimony, even if it's a small part. I really just want to do this to glorify God. I'm not really I don't know what to expect, to be honest, but yeah. Hopefully we can get a name and an intro, like a proper hello and a proper goodbye soon. Probably like the next episode, definitely the next episode, so I can just, you know, kind of have some structure here a little bit. I hope I did not jump through 30 different loopholes for you guys and you guys are so confused, but I hope this was like relatable. This is probably not what most people click on to watch, you know. They want to know testimonies of people they already know, but they don't want to know, which is okay. But they, you know, we seek after information, not stories, sometimes when it comes to God. But as long as my testimony is alive, Jesus is alive. My testimony is of Jesus. So even if you try to kill Jesus in yourself, that's fine. He still lives within me. Ew. I don't know why I just made that sound. But yeah. Okay. Y'all have a great day. Come back next week. Later this week. It'll be next week. But come back next week. I hope everyone has a great day. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus, for this podcast and the ability to speak to these people, whoever may listen, and just allow us to continue to grow your kingdom, Lord God, and build your kingdom up, your name up. You don't need us, but you choose us, and we thank you for that. In Jesus' mighty name, goodbye, amen.